Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. It is Wednesday, the first day of April 2009, April Fool's Day. This is a serious broadcast. We will not be engaging in any April Fool's jokes today. Everything you hear here will be documented and focused information on the New World Order and what the Global Crime Syndicate is up to and doing. And no, this is not an April Fool's joke. We actually have the audio clip. It's coming up later. Ann Coulter has endorsed Congressman Ron Paul for 2012. She says she supports him on, quote, every issue. Of course, she and others attacked him during the campaign. See, this is what they were doing back when we could have stopped the New World Order and it could have been done with getting Ron Paul elected. I mean, if they were unable to assassinate him. We could have pulled out of the United Nations, federalized the Federal Reserve. It's not federal. We could have reversed all this. He was right about it all, covering the New World Order, just like we were covering it here, going off the globalist owned documents. And now Ann Coulter is endorsing Ron Paul. Fox News has him on every other day. CNN has him on constantly. And they're trying to act like they're with the American people against the bankers when they're owned by the bankers. Now, Glenn Beck has been doing this longer than Sean Hannity and others. They're getting your confidence. They're going to drop the hammer on you. See, they've lost all credibility. When all the foreign news announced that world government was being set up and that world government was taking over and that world currency was taking over, I've been saying the last 5-6 months as mainstream media has been admitting all this overseas, I've been saying, how is Sean Hannity? On show after show, I've said, how is Sean Hannity? How is Rush Limbaugh? How is Michael Savage? How are all of these guys going to continue on saying none of this exists? And then the last 3 months, Wall Street Journal, New York Times, Associated Press, Time Magazine, Newsweek, a bank of the world to set taxes and carbon taxes will pay to them and ruling our nation and, quote, cracking our heads, Time Magazine quote in the article New World Order. I kept saying, how are they going to ignore this? How that world government is openly emerged? Like a blue whale jumping out of the Pacific Ocean right by your canoe. How are they going to ignore the elephant in the room? And they're not going to. They are not going. You cannot ignore open world government. And where are all our detractors? All the New York Times and Washington Post and Vanity Fair articles and Radar Magazine, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of world publications have attacked me as insane. I've probably been attacked by 30, 40 publications the last month, big ones, saying Jones is crazy. He believes there's a world government and a plan for central banks to take over and set up a world currency. I mean, think about the magnitude. I am still being attacked. While the mainstream media, with one hand, admits all of this, one side of their mouth, and on the other side of their mouth still says it doesn't exist, because while they admit it exists, they want to discredit me because we understand the full plan. We have reverse engineered it. We have read their documents. We have studied them. It's all I do. It's all I do. On any subject, I study. I'm a generalist. Do I have all the answers? No. But do I understand basic history? Do I understand human dynamics and psychology and anthropology and sociology? Yes, I do. Do I constantly interview experts in every field across the board, constantly upping my game, constantly researching, constantly debating? Yes. That's why, as all of this is admitted, they still intensify their attack at every level, from above and below. Pressure from below, pressure from above, intensifying their attack on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. This is being done because they know we have the formula in the Infowar to defeat them.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS pepper spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Scorpion stun gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
The key leaders of the anarchist group in England are openly and publicly, this is even in mainstream news, funded by George Soros, the Ford Foundation, and others. Just like they funded the weathermen. Just like it's now been declassified, what was in the Associated Press last week, that the Symbionese Liberation Army and Patty Hearst, it was all an FBI operation. Well, obviously, walking in, you know, filming with 35-millimeter, you know, shooting machine guns into the ceiling and dancing around like movie stars in front of the film camera and then releasing it to the media. Of course, we knew it was staged then, i.e. folks like Tarpley and others that were watching it at the time. It's just amazing. And we're watching them right now over in England bash out bank windows and things. They call it storming. And I noticed, I saw a photo of a cop, and I looked at it very carefully, and I looked at other photos. It's not blood, it's paint. They had a cop smear red paint, and it's almost pink, evenly on his face. And then I saw photos of him being interviewed 30 minutes later, and it hadn't turned brown. It hadn't turned black. Let me give you a newsflash. The white blood cells super oxify, you know, they pick up all the oxygen, and it turns brown. No, that blood's going to be bright fire engine red slash pink till the day he washes it off with soap and water. And that's what intelligence operations are. You know, at their core, it's theater. Plastic noses, fake eyebrows, mustaches. It's disgusting. You see, they run into problems attacking police for real in Seattle because the cops got mad and told the news. We learned these guys were working for the feds, and we were told to stand down when we got hit in the head with bottles and got our teeth knocked out. Or you have a group of cops dressed up in Denver last year. This is Denver Post, Associated Press, Reuters. It's in the Obama deception, mainstream news. It's actually in the Denver Extra. And the police went in and attacked other cops, throwing bottles, throwing rocks at about 20 feet away, then ran up their line and beat them. And the cops got mad about it, and that's how it came out. Well, in England, they don't do it that way. It's like professional wrestling, where they just lean down, got the little thing of red makeup, and, oh, smear a little bit, or maybe even get a razor blade and cut yourself. Absolutely incredible. And the anarchists have signs. We've got video and photos of it saying, one world government, one world currency is what we want. Funny, that's exactly what the bankers inside want. And so now there's no discussion of how they've stolen $12-plus trillion. You know, to show how we're conservative, we're going to Steve Watson in London for an update report. He's been covering it all day. He's right in the middle of it. Webster Tarpley was in here Monday, day and a half ago, and he said $10 to $12 trillion in the bailout. He said it's probably up to 12, but we have to be conservative. I have Bloomberg today. Guess how much it is? Bloomberg today. Guess. I want to give the exact number here. Have it in a stack of stuff, as they say. Where is it? Oh, okay. $12.8 trillion. Financial rescue nears GDP as pledges top $12.8 trillion. So it's, we were saying $10 trillion. I'm sorry. It's $2.8 trillion worse than we said. $2.8 trillion. And we always get this number a month late. This is numbers from early February. Excuse me, late February. We're already into April. Oh, time is flying. Okay, I'm going to go to Steve Watson, and I got all this news. It's just, it's amazing, ladies and gentlemen. The Toronto Star, the National Post, they all reported the Royal Mounted Police admitted last year they dressed up like anarchists and attacked other police. And that was staged. The police didn't grab them, arrest them. But everybody noticed they had the same boots on them, were big guys, the same boots as the police, same logo. Little yellow symbol on the heel. And so then the photographers got around to the protest line and noticed they took them back behind and released them and let them go. And the Royal Mounted Police had to admit, yeah, we staged that. That was a false flag terrorist attack ordered from the highest levels of government. That's what a terror attack is, a terror attack on free speech, a terror attack on the right of assembly. They constantly do it. I have been in the middle of the Austin Police Department trying it when the Fortune 500 was here 10 years ago. One has to see it to believe it. I have experienced it. Come on, let's riot. Let's do something. Oh, start shoving on people. It's too giant. 6'5", 6'6" guys in ski mask, and a real anarchist weighs about 110 pounds, has zits all over them. They're on methamphetamine, and they're always led by, you know, foundation handlers who are wearing the garb, but they're always openly Marxist, and they'll say, "Get back, Jones, we'll soon kill you." That happened in Austin. I was like, "These are cops." He's like, "That's right. They work with us, and we're taking America over, and when we do, you're dead." He thought he intimidated me, some little pot-bellied, red-bearded commie. And I said, "Well, go ahead and take your best shot, commie." So let me explain how this works. The bankers, the police, and the dirtbag anarchists, they work for the government, period. Period. Do they got some meth head, drug addict, coke head on LSD, trust fund kids that hate their mommy and their daddy and hate mommy and daddy's BMW and hate the mansion they grew up in? Absolutely. Do they have stupid idiots being used? Absolutely. But the commanders of this are the government. All right, I'm going to shut up. We'll get a 10-minute report, this segment and the next, from Steve Watson from London, writer for PrisonPlanet.com. He head honchos InfoWars.net, which, by the way, I think is one of our best-looking sites and some of the most important news. And I don't promote that thing enough. InfoWars.net. You see exclusives there at InfoWars.net. Steve, you've been watching all the news, watching the TV, out in the streets watching what's happening as this goes on. What is really happening over there in England?
Hey, Alex. It's good to be back. Yeah, I've been watching it all day, happening a few miles from where I am. But I've been observing what's going on various news networks over here. And what we're getting over here is over and over images of the same small group of people provocateuring the police. As you mentioned, there's particularly one person who seems to be at the very front of this with what looked like cuts to his head and blood on his face. But as you said, it kind of looked fake. And then he had sort of bandages draped around his head. And he was constantly shouting at the police, pushing them, trying to goad them to react. I mean, to their credit, the police didn't react to him. One police officer got hit with a projectile. They still didn't react. But there seemed to be a small group of sort of 12 to 20 provocateurs at the front, really trying to get the police to react. This all took place. The most significant area of the protest was outside the Bank of England in the financial district. And also what happened there was there's a branch of the Royal Bank of Scotland situated there. For some reason, all the other banks and shops in the area had been completely boarded up. There was nobody working there, but this one branch.
But the very bank that they said they were going to target in the last 2 weeks, the very bank that got the biggest bailouts, the bank they said they were going to go after, that's the one that didn't board up and wasn't guarded.
Yeah, the Royal Bank of Scotland is one of the banks in this country that was bailed out, so it's come under a great deal of criticism from all, you know, from all angles over the past few weeks. Last week, the CEO, his home, his personal home, was attacked by anarchists. So it was a known target for these people, and that they went down there and they basically smashed a few windows up, got inside. There were reports that they were smashing up equipment inside, stealing hard drives from the computers. Reports that they got onto the roof of the building.
You know, if you did that in the U.S., you'd get holes put in you.
Exactly. And all the time this was going on, the police were just standing back, which I found quite surprising.
Well, now Gordon Brown will come out and say, this has been a devastating attack. We must ban all free speech now and allow us to hold people for hundreds of days without charges. These rabble have stormed the bank. Oh.
Yeah, this went on for about 10 minutes. People coming in and out of the building. There was quite a large contingent of police there. The coverage was, at the moment this started happening, it cut to a very sort of low-tech internet stream camera. And you couldn't really make out what was going on, but you could make out that the windows were being smashed and there was a lot of police there, but they weren't really doing anything to stop it.
Well, all those closer cameras are going to come out, and those guys were a little big for anarchists, and I was looking at their bearing on the video.
Yeah.
They're either, I bet my bottom dollar, some of them are going to turn out being army intelligence or police.
Yeah, and it's got to be stressed that the majority of people there were there peacefully, and they were, you know, they weren't advocating these actions, and it was only these few that had got to the front of this that were carrying it out. And also at that point, the police cordoned off the entire area. They created lines and they were not letting, you know, legitimate protesters leave. These protesters were saying, we want to leave now, please. And the police were just sort of penning them in and not allowing them to spread out.
All right, stay there. One more segment with Steve Watson from London, ahead of the big G20 starting off, kicking off today, and Obama kneeling before the Queen.
With our economy spiraling out of control,
living in the soup kitchens may be right around the corner.
No one saw the financial collapse of 1929. Many didn't make it, and millions ended up in soup lines, becoming vagrants,
begging for food.
Unlike 1929, we can see this collapse coming.
We have been warned.
And right now, we have a very small window of opportunity to get food storage into our homes before it's too late.
Too late.
Why is the Canadian government telling their citizens to stock up?
Why?
And why are soldiers calling home telling their families to get food storage?
Supplies are running low.
Having food storage today may be just as important to your family's survival as boarding the Ark was in the days of Noah. Order right now and receive free shipping on all one-year supplies. Go to yourfoodstorage.com. That's yourfoodstorage.com. Or call 877-482-FOOD. That's 877-482-FOOD today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco with detailed growing guides available to you at no charge. You can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
On another note, Steve, what do you think about Glenn Beck, Sean Hannity, all the Fox hosts? I mean, literally, I listen to Fox TV on the radio on XM, and they're all saying the conspiracy people are right. The New World Order is real. Global government's real. Global government ruled by banks is real. And now CNN's even starting to talk about it. What do you think's behind that?
Well, I mean, everybody knows that Fox News is universally derided. So, you know, for them to suddenly jump on the same issue that we do is, you know, to the average viewer is going to look like, you know, we're saying what Fox News is saying. And instantly that's going to discredit everything we've been saying, but we've been saying for, you know, a full decade before they've chosen to cover it.
I agree. Right now, the meeting between Obama and the Queen, newspapers reporting that he's been practicing the etiquette. We're going to videotape it. This is disgusting. Your take on that?
Yeah, I'm just watching the pictures now of Obama arriving at Buckingham Palace. I mean, have you seen the reports today about what he said about how he loved the Queen?
Yes.
He said, I'll quote, he said, quote, "There's one thing I should mention that I love about Great Britain. That is the Queen.
Ugh.
I'm very much looking forward to meeting her for the first time later this evening. And as you might imagine, Michelle has been really thinking that through, because I think, in the imagination of people throughout America, what the Queen stands for, her decency and her civility, what she represents, that's very important." So there you've got your president pledging allegiance to the Queen, saying that he loves her, and she stands for decency and civility, which is quite incredible, really, and, you know, it's rather disgustingly ironic, because you've got the first black president and his wife saying that the monarchy of England, one of the most xenophobic, prejudiced, racist institutions rooted in segregationism, you've got your president there saying that they stand for decency and civility. You know, you've got the Queen Mother, quite famously, was said to be virulently a racist. You've got the Queen's husband, Prince Philip, we know all about him, travels all around the world describing people as savages and other races as spear throwers and that kind of thing. So the whole thing is just, to have to watch that is fairly disgusting in my opinion.
Well, he's also, it's been in the news, people don't know about Philip. You live over there, so you know about the Queen's husband. But for those that don't know, he, on national television repeatedly, will be in a building. He's obsessive compulsive, and if one light bulb's burned out, he freaks out. And he said on the news, "It must be a black. They must have a black in here. Only blacks would not screw, you know, would not have a light bulb burnt out." And yeah. The Queen will not meet with Africans in Africa. So remember, what was it, 5-6 years ago? It was in BBC. BBC reported on itself. They had a fake movie set claiming she was in a Central African country meeting with Africans, but it was really the stars of an African soap opera staging a meeting with villagers on a soundstage.
Yeah, I mean, his elitism, his prejudice, his racism is so entrenched that he can't even repress it for, you know, in front of the media for a few minutes. That's how deeply entrenched it is with them. So, to see the so-called savior of the progressive president, the first black president, having to meet with these people is just insane.
Well, this is the first time a sitting president has gone to a summons. She summoned him to an audience. And then they admit he's been practicing his etiquette. Are they showing that? You're watching the news right now. Are they showing him curtsy to her,
They haven't shown the Queen, him meeting the Queen yet. I don't know if they'll show that. They've shown pictures inside Buckingham Palace of him sort of pulling up in his, you know, big armored vehicle, getting out and meeting sort of the Queen's dignitaries, those kind of people, and then they sort of took them inside, so they haven't actually shown meeting the Queen yet, but we'll see.
Well, you know, he took his oath of office in secret, so who knows what he'll do. Maybe it'll be a secret meeting, but I am watching CNN, and it just showed the Queen awaiting him. Ah, the Queen. The Queen! A Queen, ladies and gentlemen. She owns half of Canada, suspended its parliament, basically, when they didn't follow her orders in Canada. Most of Australia. She funds giant eugenics programs. It's just amazing. Steve Watson, anything else?
No, that's about it. No.
Thank you, Steve.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple, fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables, ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
It's just worshiping the Queen. Oh my gosh, the greatest day of Obama's life. Will he handle it? Coming before the grace, the power. And they cut to the guy on CNN, that guy with the corny voice. Let me tell you what's on the menu, the duck lemon soup. So we're going to be talking about it with Aaron Dykes, who's been out there monitoring it. Then I'm going to get into all this news. I'm going to tell you about the guests that are coming up today. Prime Minister, the newly sworn in, officially the new Prime Minister for the second time, that's Benjamin Netanyahu. Jerusalem Post headline, we may be forced to attack Iran. Yes, and kick off World War III. You like the depression so far? Well, get ready for even more if they do that. Also, U.S. private sector axes 742,000 jobs in March. So it was 600-something thousand in February and 500-something thousand in January and 500-something thousand in December and 400-something thousand in November and 400-something thousand in the month before that. I mean, we're talking millions and millions of jobs being lost here. Job losses in the U.S. private sector accelerated in March more than economists' expectations, according to a report by ADP Employer Services on Wednesday. So we'll go over that. Also, political environment, Madoff Industries. We're going to be talking about what's happening with Madoff. Financial rescue nears GDP, that's gross domestic product, pledges top $12.8 trillion. The GDP is $13 trillion. So in 5.5 months, they have, well, they're preparing to eclipse. They are preparing in less than 6 months, more than the entire GDP, everything that goes on in the country in an entire year. So get ready, ladies and gentlemen. They're on line right now to, in a year since the banker takeover, October 3rd, to have double the GDP, $26 trillion, if this continues. And it only appears to be accelerating. $26 trillion for the bankers. But then they call that socialism. That's not socialism. That's robbery. So we'll go over that report. Also, we've got a bunch of news articles about how we must reduce world population. That is coming up. World Bank president admits agenda for global government. Bilderberg elitist Zolik calls for IMF, World Trade Organization, and World Bank to regulate national policy. That's Paul Joseph Watson linking to mainstream news in Europe. Openly, they're openly announcing world government right now. So we'll be breaking that down in just a few moments. But, Aaron, during the break, you were literally ranting how disgusting it was. Repeat that for the listeners.
Oh, it's absolutely disgusting. They're gearing up for Obama to meet with the Queen. I think he's inside. They don't even have shots of that. But the CNN anchor himself is literally saying, oh, I'm so nervous. I just hope this all goes well. I'm nervous about the bowing and the prostrating before the Queen. And the caricature guy from CNN Britain's like, oh, don't worry, it's going to go perfectly. He's a head of state. He doesn't have to bow before her. There's no kneeling or anything. It'll go smoothly, and they'll be on with a duck soup with a brazen sauce of plum. It's crazy.
But you said he did say he just needs to nod his head, and then she will extend her hand. You do not extend your hand first, and then you shake it. You have to do it with proper deference.
But you're not supposed to touch the Queen unless she reaches out to touch you first. That's the way it works.
This disgusting hereditary Nazi blob, whose husband was an open Nazi, they brought their cousin Bernhard over from the Netherlands during World War II, was an SS officer. These people write the Royal Commission on Population saying exterminate blacks, Latin Americans and Asians. They openly fund eugenics. He openly says kill 80% of the world population. Prince Philip's son, Prince Charles, is running around saying get rid of the third world. And then meanwhile, the third world erects statues to him, like in Brazil, where he's a godlike angel over the earth. Him standing on the earth is God. Oh, yes, kill us and inject us with the vaccines.
Yeah, but here CNN is conditioning Americans to revel before the Queen, to treat her as some untouchable god creature.
When she is a disgusting, disgusting, wicked blob. I mean, hereditary scum. And people say, oh, she doesn't have any power. You know, the three big tabloid TV production studios in England that make the money off the inside videos of their palaces and what they do for the Anglophobes, out there, it's disgusting to us. We're so sick of the British royalty, but for the Anglophiles, the worshippers, you're a French file if you worship the French, you're an Anglophile if you worship the British. This British worship is all over America from our media the last 100 years, and most old women have teacups with the Queen, and they sit around and love the Queen, and there's all these A&E shows and Discovery and History Channel shows and made-for-TV movies and big film productions about how great the Queen is and how she loves everybody when she is a wicked piece of trash. And then meanwhile, last year, they're going to remove Harper because he's doing a bunch of New World Order stuff. The Parliament votes to remove him. That's how a parliamentary system works. You know, the Parliament votes where the Prime Minister is. They say, we're voting you out. And she says, that's it. My Governor General vetoes you. You are now basically out of power. He stays.
But, Alex, that's just on paper. It doesn't mean anything. You don't have to bow before the Queen.
That's right. She just owns most of the world.
Yeah. And it's just sick. They roll this British caricature guy out every single time to play up the pomp and circumstance.
Well, they also, they understand these archetypal images. That's why 100-something years ago, the British were getting sick of them, knowing that they weren't even British. They were German, the Saxe-Coburg-Gothas. And so they've been in control since the 1740s when the British line died out. They brought the German cousins in. And so they changed it to Windsor. I mean, the average, they've done polls, the average Brit doesn't even know the real name of these dirtbags. I mean, these are dirtbag scum. I mean, this is the head of the New World Order. These are the eugenicists. These are the people bankrupting our economy and bringing in world government. And we have to have everybody stooping and bowing when this country was founded on disgust for royalty, disgust for these people who had everything handed to them, and everyone kissing their butt. And, you know, I'll tell the story right now. If you don't believe me, get a pen and paper out. I'm going to tell this right now, not to be gross or not to be silly or not to be Python-esque or not to be, you know, Saturday Night Live. This is real. This is real. In fact, they've even made a joke about it. They had that thing called Mr. Show on HBO about 8 years ago where they're treating a guy as royalty and they're wiping his hind end for him in the restaurant. He doesn't have to leave the table. We ought to pull that skit up online or something. But the point is, and we've done deep research on this, they still have their butts wiped for them. Now, if you don't believe me, you Google groom of the stool. You cannot make this up. You will be reading mainstream university websites, mainstream news articles. It's called the groom of the stool. And a British lord follows the queen or king, depending on what it is around, follows them around, and they set up in this big cabinet, and they have to fly it around with her. This has been on the news. This is why they fly it around. They claim they stopped it in 1906, but deeper research shows they're just very quiet about it, and millions of pounds are spent a year to move this portable toilet around because it's got to be big enough. She goes up on a throne and craps. I'm sorry. This is real, folks. I'm not groom of the stool. Google it. And they wipe her fat butt. Aaron Dykes.
And that's not some lowly chimney sweep either. That's in the British hierarchy. That's a lordly high up position, right?
It has to be one of the top lords. This is the most coveted position. See, it's all about worshiping them. And then, I don't want to get into more detail, but then they pick with their bare hands, with respect, and examine it. And then every stool and every jar of urine that's not put into water, that would defile it. Is stored, and all of the royalty stool going back over 500 years is stored. Now this came from France, and in French, it's just the French version of groom of the stool. What's the term in French?
I think it's like groom of the stool. It's a slight translation. I don't know.
Yeah. So this disgusting bucket of pus, this maggot-ridden Nazi piece of filth, gets up there every day and people wipe her disgusting hind end. I mean, I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. And they're funding abortion worldwide. They're funding eugenics worldwide. They are just the enemy of all free humanity. And they have these little parentages they hand out where millions of people in England have their homes, everything paid for by her. I mean, you think they have palaces. They have palaces that are hundreds of square miles in some cases. They have palaces that are whole cities with armored compounds behind them. And it's just amazing. I mean, this is filth. This is the New World Order. Aaron?
It's very strange to me, but our own presidents have their stool guarded by national security.
That's
security
right. That's
forces,
right. We did a deeper study. George Bush had he reincorporated groom of the stool
because it can also be used to examine, you know, medical weaknesses and.
That's right. He has a special toilet. Don't believe me. Just type president has portable toilet, and he's got to have it carted around. In fact, when he's at big global summits, they have to cart it around behind him.
State secrets of the stool.
Well, it's all about worshiping them. Just even you know what? I think some listeners probably don't believe us.
I've looked it up, too, as you know, groom of the stool.
Remember when I first told you a few months ago and you guys didn't believe it and you Googled it?
It's strange, yeah.
And then I told you Bush had one, you didn't believe it? And then it was Associated Press?
Yeah, yeah. It goes back to Edward VIII, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And he had a pus sucker also, right?
No. That's Henry VIII you're thinking of.
Pardon me.
Edward VIII was the... Anyways, the point is yes, they had... their pus was so holy. That came out of their festering wounds. It had to be sucked. Oh, there they are. There's the demonic. There is the top Nazi in the world, the queen, with the second Nazi, Prince Philip, who just literally raves and hates blacks. And there they are talking to this filth. Oh, my God. This is too disgusting. Fade up the disgusting audio for me. Fade it up immediately. We don't have that piped in. Here it is.
Thank you.
photos are being taken of this
okay.
demonic
Susan,
film.
That was okay. I don't know if I like the Duke telling the president, "Hey, turn around, buddy, turn around."
Yeah, like that.
Yeah. Honestly.
Yeah.
That bothered me a little bit there, but it was okay, wasn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly. He was like, I was about to say it. It was shoo, little black man, shoo, groom my stool, groom it. Oh yes. Wipe five times.
Yeah, he really is. Hey, Susan, we were talking a moment ago. Okay, so, all right, that I can. Sorry, relief there. We've been talking.
You're more nervous.
I just want them to be comfortable and the whole thing to go well. And the American president and Michelle is looking terrific. And I just, all right, so that's behind us. Let us talk about the start of
See,
this.
Stop. We've been watching all morning. He's the first guy to not grovel. You know why? He's black. And he saw what that was. I mean, that was like slave masters.
Well, this was the guy body, groveling before.
Exactly. The body, when he was just groveling, the body language was, you wretched Navy. He literally starts bossing him. Turn around, filth.
No,
oh, God, you piece of trash. Oh,
the CNN guy has completely invested himself in the Obama visit with the Queen. He's been fretting about it for minutes. Well, how's it going to go? I hope it goes well. I hope it doesn't shake wrong.
Will he groom it correctly? He gets to handle it. Obama gets to handle the poop. Oh, I mean, I'm sorry. It's too ridiculous. I can't handle anymore. Arrest them all. Arrest her. Arrest them. Arrest the criminals. This is the banking scum. Instead, $12.8 trillion in 5.5 months stolen. Not enough for them. Aaron, I'm out of control. You know, I really hate Queen Elizabeth II.
Oh, I know. But what they're part of...
We have a name for it around here when one uses the... It's Queen Elizabeth II due to the... Anyway, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No other radio covers Groom of the Stool. This is the only place.
You know, we're not trying to be a comedy. It's just reality. I have to... Oh, here's Joe Biden with some groveling. Oh, my goodness. This is unbelievable. Oh, protesters in Twitter. We got to shut the internet down. It's so dangerous. Oh, no. I'm out of control, Aaron. I just can't handle it anymore. Can you believe $12.8 trillion is the latest number?
It's off the charts. It really doesn't even resonate almost.
I mean, they've stolen everything. We're completely bankrupt to a group of criminal bankers that just made up all this money. And then they call that free market. But then if you want to fix the highways, it's called socialism. If you're against giving them the bonuses in the billions of dollars, you're a commie pinko. See how the fake conservative angle, and then they have the fake liberal angle of calling him a socialist. When it's not socialist, he's the one looting for the bankers.
But the ones and zeros of the fraudulent derivatives are in the quadrillions. The quadrillions? I mean, how are we even supposed to relate to this number?
It's a black hole. We've always told people the Federal Reserve designs, and they do this in third world countries, same system, a black hole of debt that is designed to bankrupt you. Let's call Jacobson in here. Let's have a discussion. Rob Jacobson, please come in here. We're discussing the Groom of the Stool.
Oh, yeah.
Tell the listeners, this is, you guys didn't believe me a few months ago, I told you about it. Explain to people this is real.
This is real. Aaron did extensive research right before my eyes. We read at least 10 documents in about 10 minutes. He would, one after the other, long reports. Groom of the Stool. They do it.
And Bush has one.
Bye. Something tells me they all have one. You know,
I mean, I guess
Rockefeller,
that's why,
you know,
that's why they got to steal trillions, because they've got to have, you know.
Hey, you know, some people are used to a certain type of lifestyle, you know, Groom of the Stool. You know. They got to continue their way of life.
But see, somebody that feels like they're a human would want privacy and wouldn't want to humiliate somebody, but also would want their privacy. It shows how disconnected from humanity they are, that they don't even think of you as a person. You're just there to groom them.
It's completely ridiculous. They are these people.
But we're probably being called the weirdos for even talking about it.
Yeah. No, it's all true. It's all true. If you don't believe this, I would definitely recommend everybody look it up, because it's very entertaining reading. You'll have a good time checking it out.
Well, the disgusting thing is they supposedly got rid of it in 1906. But then when you read deeper into major university reports, it's a quiet thing they do. It's a private goodie. They didn't want to give that up. And they have a British lord that follows them around wiping their hind ends.
I mean, even if it is true, I mean, think about it. It went on till just publicly till 1906. What are they doing? You know, Groom of the Stool? That means somebody in 1906 admittedly had a Groom of the Stool. Admittedly, like out in the open.
But the point is, it shows how high and lofty they are.
I mean, it has to be going on.
It's a separated caste of society. They're like the Brahmin class of British.
I wonder if there's like a bus of Groom of the Stool that goes into Bilderberg, like some one of those like security vans, like here they come.
Oh yeah, no, the Dutch royalty have grooms. We looked that up.
Right there, it's one of those people coming out. Queen Beatrix is the groom right there.
Oh, Older, back on. Fade him up. Here he is talking to the degenerate scum.
Hold on, I'm going to go check.
There you go. Good, we got out of it before the Duke did the whole... Turn around for the cameras, turn around. The President, the First Lady, meeting with the Queen Elizabeth II just moments ago. Elsewhere in London, boy, protesters really paralyzing parts of the city today. Thousands of people converging on the city's financial districts as well as the U.S. Embassy.
All right, folks, we're going to come back, and I'm going to quit talking about the degenerate queen and get into how they're raping you financially and the FEMA camps for you and your family. So I'm Alex Jones. This is the one, the only GCN Radio Network, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
This is for you, you disgusting witch.
In 1914, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
That's right, you disgusting piece of trash.
We looked down a river and we see the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton fields and didn't say a thing. We fired our
cyclones and the British kept a coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run him. Oh, down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Old Hickory said we could take them by surprise. If we didn't fire a musket, still we looked them in the eyes. We held our fire till we see their faces well. Then we opened up our squirrel guns and really gave them well. We fired our guns and the British kept them coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it. Well, down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Your entire heritage is about hating royalty. That's what this country is all about, is human liberty and dignity. Not worshiping these greedy, murderous pieces of filth.
We fired our cannon till the barrel melted down. So we grabbed an alligator and we fought another round. We filled his head with cannonballs and powdered his behind. And when we touched the powder off, the gator lost his mind. We fired our guns and the British kept a coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run in. On down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles. And they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them. On down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Absolutely amazing to watch the president bowing and worshiping to Prince Philip and the disgusting queen, the she-devil, and to see him then going, turn around, turn around. He starts getting irritated, going, get, turn around, get. He's literally like waving his hand for 30 seconds, and Obama turns around and goes, okay, black in here, get him out, get him out of here. And even CNN pointed it out. I was about to say something. I was like, oh, the listeners can't see this that we're watching, so I won't say it. And then he said it for me. Finally, someone not worshiping these racist creatures. Oh, but the queen doesn't have any power. No. And they just literally own half the planet. Okay, here's the deal. I'm going to go through all the serious news and cut it out. It's just, it's a little tough for me to take, so I've got to have some comic relief here. By the way, that's not an April Fool's joke about the disgusting practices of royalty. If you just Google that term, you'll find out we're telling you the truth. So the Encyclopedia Britannica, Wikipedia, university sites, books about the royals, and it just gets more insane and more disgusting from there. And they think they're God. They think that you work for them. They think that you've got to go along with whatever they want. You just got to get out of the way with eugenics and die. In fact, that's in the news today, and this is coming up later in the next hour. This is out of the British Broadcasting Company, BBC. Earth population exceeds limits. There are already too many people living on Earth, according to one of the most influential scientific advisors in the U.S. government, Nina Fedorov told BBC One Planet program that humans have exceeded the Earth's limits of sustainability. They said that in the Greek times. They said that in the times of Malthus in the 1750s. That dovetails with UK population must fall 30 million, must be forcibly cut by half the Times of London. This and a lot more straight ahead as we launch our number two on April 1st.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.